الحمد لله على حلمه بعد علمه وعلى عفوه بعد قدرته، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون. وقال تعالى: إن الله يأمركم أن تؤدوا الأمانات إلى أهلها. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, in the ayats which I have recited, in one of the ayats which is one of the ayats in the first ruku of Surah Mu'minun, Allah Ta'ala, while describing the virtue of the believers, Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. The believers are those who look after and protect their promises and their trusts. What is interesting in this ayat, Allah has made mention of promises and trust separately. Allah Ta'ala نے کہا ہے کہ مسلمان اور مؤمن وہ ہے جو اپنے عہد اور امانات اور امانت کی حفاظت کرتے ہیں، اور اللہ تعالیٰ نے عہد اور امانت کو الگ الگ رکھا ہے اور الگ الگ بیان کیا ہے. اللہ has made mention of them separately, which means the two are separate. Today I want to discuss one of them, which is امانت. And in this regard, I read another ayat which is in the fifth juz of the Holy Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُعَدُّ الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. Allah commands you to give amanat back to its rightful owners. Allah Ta'ala says, amanat, give it back to the rightful owners. Amanat ada karo. جس سے amanat آپ نے وصول کیا اس سے دوبارہ اس کو دے دے صحیح طور پر. So this is the aspect of amanat. You and I, we know of amanat in a very limited sense. And that limited sense is, we give someone something, and we give someone something, when we ask him back, he must give it back to us in return. Wo amanat humne di, usko kaha ki aap wapas de de, to usko wapas karna unke liye zaruri hai. That is one aspect, only one definition of amanat, which is an important aspect of amanat. But it is not the entire amanat. If you give someone something, it is his responsibility to give it back to you. In ulama circles, there is a small joke, it's not a reality. They say an alim who lends another alim a kitab is a fool. And that alim who returns it is a bigger fool. So that is just something that, you know, normally we speak among the ulama. But what we're saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُعَدُّ الْأَمَانَاتِ. Allah Ta'ala commands you to give amanat back to his rightful owner. And the background behind this is a very remarkable type of incident. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the initial stages of Nabuwat, we know that the people of Makkah used to oppose Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the key from the bearer of the one who used to look after the Kaaba and Baytullah, Uthman bin Talha. Traditionally, the key of the Haram used to remain in the custody of Bani Abduddar from a long period of time, from the Quraysh, from the time of Qusay, which was the sixth grandfather of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It used to stay in the custody of Bani Abduddar. So he asked him the key, and he was reluctant to give the key because the people of Makkah were against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Uthman, a time will come when I will have the key and I will be able to give it to whomsoever I want. So he couldn't understand it at that time because the Muslims were oppressed. And he said, when will that happen? And if that happens, the Quraysh would be humiliated. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, when that happened, the Quraysh will be honored. When that happened, the Quraysh should be honored. This I will make mention of it. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conquered Makkah, now because you are the conquering force, you have to give over the key to the conqueror. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the key and he was forced to give the key to the conquering army. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went into the Kaaba in Baytullah. When he was coming out, Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, I heard Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciting an ayat which I have not heard him reciting before. Perhaps it was revealed at that time. Inna Allaha ya'murukum an tu'addu al-amanat.